Most people, when they're young, have done lots of bad things. Most of them. And some of them when you get older. But if you're still alive, can you change? Yes, you can. You can change. And if you change and start doing what's right, how many of your sins are going to be forgiven? All of them. Praise God. He's not going to remember none of them. And then you're going to live. Now let's go to the next couple of verses, 23 and 24. Do you think, asked the sovereign Lord, that I like to see wicked people die? Obviously he doesn't. Because if he was, there'd be a lot of people on this earth that wouldn't be alive right now. You know that? If he just was looking for an excuse to kill somebody, I know lots of wicked people that need to be dead. Lots of them. Aren't you glad I'm not God? Yes, you better be glad I'm not God. I'd clean house, and I'd start in Washington, D.C. That's where I'd start. Of course not. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways and live. However, if righteous people turn to sinful ways, if righteous people turn to sinful ways and start acting like other sinners, should they be allowed to live? No. Of course not. All their previous goodness will be forgotten. All, just think. I mean, when I read that the first time years ago, I thought, oh, God. So think about people that are in church all their life, produce fruit, pastors maybe. Maybe seminary professors, and they did good until they got 65, and then they retired. And I remember one man that told me one time, he got 65, he said, praise God, he said, you know, I've worked as a deacon and everything else in the church, I'm 65 years old, I'm fixing to retire from my company that I've worked for all these years, I'm going to buy, my wife and I is going to buy us a motorhome, we're just going to travel around the country. And he said, I said, well, man, you get to go to lots of churches. Oh, he said, I ain't going to church no more. I thought, whoa. I had read this verse. I thought, God, if that man turns from you, all those 65 plus years of service he give to your kingdom, if he stops serving you and starts not living for you, none of that's going to be remembered. When he gets to heaven, God's going to say, who are you? And he may not get to heaven. That's only God. I don't know that, but only God. I can only go by what he says. But he says all their previous goodness will be forgotten and they will die for their sins. Whoa, that's scary. 25 and 26. Yet you say the Lord isn't being just. Oh, that's what a lot of people say. Well, a lot of people don't even think he'll do this. But if they learn this, they say, you know, God's not just. I had a young man the other day and we was talking to these things. He said, you know, sir, we stood for an hour, at least an hour, after service was over, 1 o'clock in the morning in a church up north, and there was two young men stayed. He said, I don't believe what you teach. He said, that ain't God. God don't do those kind of things. I said, son, you got to read the book. He does do those kind of things. He said, no, no. Jesus would never make nobody sick. God would never strike down a child. I said, son, you ain't read the book. I said, I just rest my case. I quoted him a lot of these kind of scriptures, and I said, what does this say? He said, but that's not what it means. I said, then pray tell, what did he put in there? Something he didn't mean for. They had so many crazy answers, Jack, I don't even remember them all. Especially one of them wasn't too bad. One of them was just out there in left field. But yet you say the Lord is being unjust. Listen to me, O people of Israel. Am I the one who is unjust, or is it you? Is God ever unjust? Yeah. No, never. He knows what you do. Somebody say, you know, this boy is the best guy I ever seen in my life. You know, but nobody but God and him knows that he's got a wicked thing against his brother. I mean, he hates his brother. I mean, my brother did something to me when I was a young man and I hate him. I ain't never told nobody. What do you think about your brother? Well, I just don't see him very often. Say anything bad about him? No, I didn't say nothing bad about him. I just don't go see him. But in your heart, you're saying, I hate this guy. Who knows what your heart is? God. And then you die at 45. Somebody says, see, this stuff you teach don't hold water. This guy was a great guy. He didn't have nothing wrong. He went to church every time the door was open, but he died at 45. No, God was the only one that was just in the whole deal. And God took him home because he knew his heart. That's why I say, you can't judge somebody because you don't know. Ain't nobody knows their heart but God. When righteous people turn from being good and start doing sinful things, they will die for it. Hey, if you're a righteous person in your last years, you better not turn and start doing bad things. Because if you do, what could happen? You could die. Yes, they will die because of their sinful deeds. Verse 27 and 28. And if wicked people turn away from their wickedness, obey the law, and do what is just and right, they will save their lives. They will live because after thinking it over, they decided to turn from their sins. Such people will not die. 29 and 30. And yet the people of Israel keep saying, the Lord is unjust. A lot of people have said that. O people of Israel, it is you who are unjust, not I. Therefore, I will judge each of you, O people of Israel, according to your actions. Says the sovereign Lord, turn from your sins, don't let them destroy you. Verse 31 and 32. Put all your rebellion behind you. But how much your rebellion? All of it. Who's in control of your rebellion? No. Who is in control of your rebellion? You are. You're the one he tells to lay down your rebellion. He tells you to stop sinning. He gives you that responsibility. Put all your rebellion behind you and get for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Now, when did we get a new heart and a new spirit? When we got saved. When we got saved, we got a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O people of Israel? Does God get glory out of people dying? No, he gets glory out of you living. Does God get glory out of your sickness? No, he gets glory when you can say, praise God, I've walked with the Lord all my life. I've served him. And my mother or whatever, or your daddy or whatever, say, man, my dad walked with God all of his life. He's now 85 years old. Or like that gentleman was here yesterday, 91 today. 91 years old. And he told me, he said, Thurman, I walked with God all my life. I read the Word of God. He said, I never had a sick day until I was 88 years old. And then it was a minor thing. How would you like to have a testimony like that? No pains, no sickness. And then last year when he was here on this same month, last year, it was a day earlier, and he was 90 on that day. Yesterday told us today is his 91st birthday. But he said, I walked with God, I obeyed him and loved him. He said, right now I'm 90 years old. And said, we're fixing to go to Europe for 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm going to walk all over that place. And he was here yesterday and said, man, had a great vacation, walked all over Europe, 90 years old. I don't want you to die, says the sovereign Lord. Turn back and live. Turn away from evil and do what is right. That's the key, isn't it? A.A. That's the key. See, God gives us all the answers in his word. He didn't cut us short. No, he tells us. How many times did he tell us in these 32 verses what to do? Over and over and over. And he told us what he would do if we didn't do it. Amazing. Now let's go to the finish up on Job 22, verses 1 through 30. 22, 1 through 30 in Job. There's some good stuff and bad stuff in these scriptures today. Now Job 22, start with verse 1. Yep. Then Eliphaz, the Temanite, replied, can a person's actions be of benefit to God? Can even a wise person be helpful to him? Let's see what he says. Let's keep, go on. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty if you are righteous? Would it be any gain to him if you were perfect? Is it because of your reverence for him that he accuses and judges you? Verse 5 and 6. Not at all. It is because of your wickedness. Your guilt has no limit. For example, you must have lent money to your friends and then kept the clothing he gave you as a pledge. Yes, you stripped him to the bone. Who is Eliphaz talking to? Job. I mean, here a while back, I got a letter from a guy. He told me, he said, Thurman, I mean, he wrote a long letter. When you say Job has sin in his life, he said, you don't believe the first four chapters of the book of Job. Said, God says Job was perfect. No, God said Job was mature. Can a mature man sin? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you don't realize I mean, that book that Joseph gave me, and he gave Dave and I both one. I haven't read mine. I think Dave's read his. But it's a book talking about Jasher, the book of Jasher. Thank you. That man that wrote that book talks a lot about Job and how he talked with the Pharaoh and how Job was probably the one that gave the Pharaoh some bad advice a couple of times. Wow. Well, when you read it, you think, Lord of mercy. He says here, for example, you must have lent money to your friend and then kept the clothing he gave you as a pledge. Yes, you stripped him to the bone. Now, he's talking to Job. Let's see what verse 7 and 8. You must have refused water for the thirsty and food for the hungry. Wow. Job? After all, you think the land belongs to the powerful and that those who are privileged have a right to it. See, Eliphaz knew Job a whole lot better. So when somebody says, Job never sinned, have you not read this book? You know, did you not read the book? I mean, obviously, he was sinning many ways. And little Eliphaz is just telling it. Verse 9 and 10. You must have sent widows away without helping them, and you crushed the strength of orphans. Man, this is some bad stuff. Job wasn't near as good a guy as we thought he was. That is why you are surrounded by traps and sudden fears. Oh, that's why, because of all these bad things you've done, Job. That's why that you're surrounded by traps and sudden fears. What did Job say whenever his children and his house and everything he owned got ransacked? What was his first statement? It has happened that which I have always feared. Now then, perfect love cast out how much fear? All fear. So if you're walking in obedience to God's word and doing what he has, you have no fears that these things are going to come upon you. I mean, just like with what's going on in the world right now, I have no fear. I have no fear whatsoever. I'm fearless. You know, if they walk in that door right now and point guns and say, you come with me, I say, you going to kill me or I ain't going. I ain't going. Yep. It says, that is why you're surrounded by traps and sudden fears. Okay, verse 11 and 12. When you send away them widows and them orphans, you're in trouble. That is why you cannot see in the darkness, and waves of water cover you.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Lord is About to Strike with a Heavy Blow, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.